DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Saying goodbye to Tyre Nichols in Memphis. His funeral is today, with the Reverend Al Sharpton delivering the eulogy. Sharpton appeared at a Memphis church last night.
People from around the world watched a videotape of a man unarmed, unprovoked, being beat to death by officers of the law.
Five police officers have been fired and charged with murder. Their specialized unit disbanded. Other officers, EMTs, and fire officials also have been terminated or relieved of duty. In Washington, the Federal Reserve is expected to announce another interest rate hike. A 0.25% increase is anticipated, another effort to curb historic inflation. This would mark the eighth interest rate hike in a row. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is heading to the White House today to meet with President Biden to talk about raising the nation's debt ceiling. They're looking to keep the country from defaulting on its bills. This is ABC News. The Biden administration today is set to propose a new federal rule that would cap credit card late fees at $8. Right now, they can run up to $30. The Biden administration says the change would save Americans as much as $9 billion a year. No changes to the Oscar nominations for Best Actress after an investigation by the Academy into the campaign for one of the nominees.
Tell me I'm good.
Two Leslie star Andrea Riseborough is good. Her Best Actress Oscar nomination staying in place. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences investigated after concerns were raised about unfair campaigning. Riseborough's nomination was a surprise to many. Two Leslie grossed just $27,000 at the box office. But big names from Gwyneth Paltrow to Edward Norton pushed the performance for a nod, and she got it over more high-profile performances, including Viola Davis in The Woman King. The Academy says it found some concerning social media tactics in the campaign, but no violations, and the nom stands.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Fighting PFAS pollution might be harder than first thought. Christy Remicall is an environmental engineer at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
What we really need to do is to prevent them from getting into the environment in the first place, to decrease our use of these chemicals, because once they're out there, they're really hard to contain.
Remicall spoke to a state Senate committee Tuesday. Governor Evers says he wants a legislative solution to the PFAS problem. The idea appears to have bipartisan support. Two groups are suing to keep two statewide referendums off April ballots. They claim the legislature missed the spring ballot deadline. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says they made it on time. The questions would put bail reform and unemployment eligibility before Wisconsin voters. In sports, the Bucks beat Charlotte last night 124-115. Marquette hosts Villanova tonight. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And man, you know, I just love me some Maggie Dawn. And I don't know, she, you know, how long it's been that I first had the honor and pleasure of meeting her. And I remember the first time I met her, I invited her to come on the air. And any and every time I ever get a chance to ever be on radio, I'm going to be inviting Maggie Dawn because, you know, Maggie is just so right. In the things that she says, and so she, as she stated, is a person who's, you know, knows that what happens and what is taking place in this country is not right, and she's willing to challenge it from the highest level of office. I mean, she, you know, corporate counsel to an entire county is a powerful position. And what Maggie does is from that position, she doesn't waffle. She doesn't say, well, I can't say this because I'm worried about, you know, losing my job. That's not who she is. She fights for what's right. And we need more of those. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. CJ? Let's try it again today, man. I'm going to keep trying with you.
Well, I really appreciate that, Earl. Because, yeah, you do. I heard you defend taking my calls yesterday, and I appreciate that. But as I listen to Maggie and I listen to you, we're living in the greatest country ever created, the greatest
for
country
some.
With opportunities galore.
CJ, for some.
Well, you know, yes. People who want to take advantage of the opportunity.
No, CJ,
yeah.
It's not just people who want to take advantage of the opportunity. It's that the opportunities aren't equal. It can't be a great nation if the opportunities aren't equal and provided to everybody equally. It can't
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's where that equality comes in.
It should be equal,
equity,
shouldn't it?
Right?
Shouldn't it be equal?
Well, that's what you would like. Yeah, that's what you would
like. Shouldn't be. That's what you would like.
You know what? You got to take into consideration people's work ethic, their determination.
No, you don't.
And
because well, work ethic and determination aren't defined by nationality.
Well,
okay,
it's not. You know, you want to bring up Tyree Nichols as a racial issue. When he was killed by 5 black police officers that are going to be punished as they should. But where's the race in that, Earl? Where's the racial issue
Do you want me to respond to that? You asked me a question. Do you want me to answer it?
Race into everything. Hey. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do
So here's the deal. What happens in this society, and has been happening for a long time, is black people having been racially profiled by police officers. Many black men have lost their lives at the hands of wayward white police officers. It isn't the fact that it was, let me finish my point, man. It isn't just the fact that what the color of the officer is, it's a belief in some law enforcement circles that the black person is either somehow criminal or less than or automatically criminal, or that their value is not equal to that of their white counterparts. And it's that mentality that opens the door for black people to be brutalized in this society when it comes to law enforcement.
By black police officers. By black police officers.
In this instance. But hold on. I got somebody who wants to respond to you. Hang on. Will you please bring our guest up? And I'm not even going to announce it. Go ahead. Who is our guest on the line? You want to respond to
CJ?
There. All right.
Yeah, I do. Hi, CJ. It's Maggie. I couldn't resist. So are you suggesting that because he was killed by black officers, that there is not an institutional racist problem within many to most law enforcement agencies, that most law enforcement agencies do not police and treat black people differently because Tyre Nichols was killed by five black men?
You want to make it a race issue, Maggie. That's your goal. That's the objective. To hear you and Earl throw the racist issues around, calling people racist, you have no problem doing that.
Are there racists in the society, CJ?
Well, certainly there are. Okay. But you guys throw it around like candy. To be racist is to hate someone because of the color of their skin. Earl, do you know who Bo Snerdly is?
Yeah, Bo Snerdly was on with Rush Limbaugh. What does that matter?
He was a producer for Rush Limbaugh for 30-some years.
So what?
And you ask him, as a black man, if Rush Limbaugh is a racist.
I don't have
you
to
ask him.
Listen,
read his book.
I don't have to ask him. I listened to Rush Limbaugh over 30 years, 40 years. So I know who he was.
I miss him every day.
Okay, all right.
I miss him every day.
Okay.
He was a great American. He loved people. He loved people of all races and creeds, and he wanted them to be successful, and he wanted them to love.
So listen,
other
I don't
people.
Want to get into the Rush Limbaugh thing. Maggie asked you a question that you didn't respond to as it relates to law enforcement and their treatment of people of color in this society.
Another great senator, Tim Scott, tried to do something with police reform, and your party demeaned him as a black man, very, very passionate about it, had some wonderful solutions, and your party wanted to keep it as a campaign issue, so they demeaned him before the presidential election. Factual. A black man offered police reform, but no, the Democrats wanted to keep it as a campaign issue. So it's not about solving issues for your party, Earl. It's about keeping things and solutions.
So, Maggie, you want to try one more time before... maybe we lost Maggie.
Simple yes or no question. CJ, have you ever been pulled over by a police officer?
I'd want to count. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I have.
You think you might die when you were getting pulled over by a police officer? Did you fear for your life when you got pulled over? Okay, that's the difference, CJ. That's the problem that we're talking about. That is it right there. Thanks much, Earl. Gotta go.
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you. CJ, she is 100% correct. I've been pulled over by law enforcement. And so I know you can't dismiss what has happened historically in this country when
not
it comes
trying to.
Well, then what are you talking about?
Not trying to. I acknowledge there's racial people, there's racial police, but this man, you cannot, I guess, resist bringing race into the Tyree Nichols issue. He was killed and beaten by five black men.
Hey, let me ask you this, CJ. Do you think those five?
It's a racial issue?
Do you think those five black officers would have beaten a white man in that same manner? The answer is no. The answer is no.
I think, you know what I think?
No.
I thank God there was cameras there.
Do you think?
I thank God there was a camera there.
Do you
think? I don't care if he was white or black.
No.
Beaten unlawfully by a police officer, whether it was a black police officer or a white police officer, they should be punished. And they're going to be.
Okay, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc.
The mere fact that
Hang on. Bill from Oconomowoc.
Thanks, Earl. By the way, I appreciate that you've got CJ on the line. I appreciate the way this open discussion with CJ. We need to do this more and more.
Right.
And to Earl's credit and CJ's credit, you guys are starting to create a dialogue, and the temperature's coming down. It's not going up. But here's the bottom line in all of this. Part of America is a humanitarian bunch of people that care about each other. The other half, and I'm not saying this is CJ. I'm not accusing him of it. The other half don't care about anybody but about themselves and how they can protect themselves from all the have-nots, so the have-nots don't affect their lifestyle. But with CJ and talking about this, I believe both of you guys are admitting that we've got to educate the police department a lot better. You know, when the police department, the ultimate, the FBI, questioned Donald Trump, the Republicans went right on and jumped on the FBI. How dare you question our president? Do you know what the FBI was doing? Protecting America. Now, CJ's got some points. He really does. And I think you keep them on the air or keep talking to them, you guys may come to a middle ground, and that's what America is about. Thanks for guys do.
Bill, thank you very much for the call, as always. CJ, you know, you'll never know, you'll never understand what it's like to be a black person in America. You could never imagine it, because what has happened to people of color in this country never happened to you. And it continues to happen every day. And so whether or not you want to minimize it or not, does not matter. You'll never know what it's like to have black skin in America. And yeah, it does matter. Hang on, guys. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Who's there?
It's Hoozles.
Hoozles who?
Hoozles at the Lakes on Alpine Drive in Rome. Visit us and enjoy great pizza, fish fry, burgers, specialty sandwiches you won't find anywhere else in the area. Hoozles at the Lakes full bar includes domestic craft beer, drink specials, and our famous Bloody Mary in Long Island. Live music and events? We've got you covered there, too. Bring family and friends for trivia, bingo, and great local music. All at Hoozles at the Lakes, Alpine Drive in Rome.
Find out more at hoozlesatthelakes.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 20. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 14. More clouds than sun tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. High of 21. Single digits above zero Friday. Low 30s Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 11.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Yeah, it's for the people. This is Street Radio for Unsung Hero, riding in the Rego.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, it's Black History Month, and so we're going to do some special things during this month. Especially on my show. And so Professor Bob Harvey, who is as qualified as anyone to talk about different aspects of historical facts about the history of this nation and Blacks sojourn in this nation and what has happened, not fictitionally, but historically, and the changes that have transpired, and generationally, he'll cover all of those things. And for those who don't know, I'm from the city of Milwaukee, and in 1968, after the assassination in 1968, of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, when, I don't know, 200, 300 cities or more went up in flames in this country because of the assassination of Dr. King and the civil rights struggle and all of that. Milwaukee had its place, and most people don't know. Most people don't know that Milwaukee was called the Selma of the North. We had our own Bull Connor. You know, if you know anything about that history, his name was, what was the guy's name? Harold Breyer. And Blacks weren't allowed to move much at all in my lifetime. So when I hear, you know, CJ and others saying you want to racialize things, I don't have to racialize things. The things in America are racialized. Have been. Still are. But when somebody says that or says something about it, somehow, you know, guys like CJ get into their feelings. You know, how dare you talk about race? Everything in the nation is based on that. Has been from the inception of the nation. Let's go to Jacob from Eureka. Hey, Jacob, you want to say what?
Conservative jerks never read the part of the Constitution that says slaves are 3/5
of a person for purposes of political representation. Yeah, race has always been in the equation, CJ, just now that we're trying to get out of it. But guys like you don't want to go towards the future. You actually want to make an argument that Rush Limbaugh was not a racist?
I know, man. Yeah, come on, man. I listened to Rush Limbaugh for over 40 years.
Rush Limbaugh only said something racist about three or four times a minute. I mean, there's a reason ESPN fired Rush Limbaugh for saying something totally racist about
when he was trying to buy one of the NFL's football teams.
Yeah. And you have Rush Limbaugh, of course, who had a TV show for a couple years that got taken off the air because he lost all of his advertisers because they didn't want to advertise on a racist television show. Yeah, CJ, we recall history. We've been around. We actually heard Rush Limbaugh with our own ears. And for you to actually come out here and say, well, Rush Limbaugh had one token black guy working for him, therefore he wasn't a racist. Who in the hell, what adult in America would make an argument
so,
like
so
that?
So, Jacob, hang on. Jacob, hang on. CJ, you want to respond to Jacob?
Not really, but...
Why don't you want to respond to Jacob?
Because the mere fact that we live in the greatest country of opportunity, and Jake,
you're not addressing. We're not talking about the greatest nation on earth for opportunity, CJ.
Yeah, you are.
I told you.
I told
you.
That's what I believe.
Well, you can believe that it's not equitable. It's not the same for everybody. Whether you believe it or not is immaterial.
And it shouldn't be. The opportunities, just like that Martin Luther King said. You know, you should be judged by your character and not the color of your skin.
Don't drag up.
You guys move on.
Don't drag
and
up.
Actually promote peace and love. Because I just hear you have to keep race going because you want reparations. That's what you believe, right, Earl?
So let me say this to you, man.
No question.
Let me say this to you. Have you heard me once say reparations? No. You have not.
Not today.
And the fact you haven't ever heard me say reparations.
I have.
Connor, you won't answer the question.
Connor, you've been with me. Do you believe
Have you ever heard me say anything about reparations?
No, and
I know, and
yeah,
and,
you believe you
and,
should
and no
have
person.
Them. Do you believe you should have them?
Now, here's what I believe.
That's a yes or no question.
Here's what I believe. And it's why it's so difficult to deal with you, man, because you just don't know any better. You are blind, and you are blind because you can't seem to understand that there are people in the world who don't look like you, and there are people in this nation who have been mistreated and continue to be mistreated. And because your skin is white, you think that everybody gets a fair and equal chance in this society, and you keep repeating that. But that's because of your ignorance that you make statements like that, because clearly you haven't been around people who have been mistreated in the nation based solely on the color of their skin. And you think that that has ended. But it's easy for you to say that because, again, the color of your skin won't let you understand that there are other people here and that there's injustice wrapped up in the greatest nation on earth. Got to go to a break. Tom, hang on. Jacob, hang on. We'll give you a chance on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Saying goodbye to Tyre Nichols in Memphis. His funeral is today with the Reverend Al Sharpton delivering the eulogy. Sharpton appeared at a Memphis church last night.
People from around the world watched a videotape of a man unarmed, unprovoked, being beat to death by officers of the law.
Five police officers have been fired and charged with murder. Their specialized unit disbanded. Other officers, EMTs, and fire officials also have been terminated or relieved of duty. In Washington, the Federal Reserve is expected to announce another interest rate hike. A 0.25% increase is anticipated, another effort to curb historic inflation. This would mark the 8th interest rate hike in a row. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is heading to the White House today to meet with President Biden to talk about raising the nation's debt ceiling. They're looking to keep the country from defaulting on its bills. This is ABC News.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin has seen an alarming increase in the number of suicides, jumping 32% from 2000 to 2020. The Green Bay Press Gazette reporting that suicide is now Wisconsin's 10th leading cause of death. In the last 3 years, suicide rates were higher among rural residents than urban residents, and overwhelmingly, the suicides were among men. The federal COVID-19 emergency declarations are set to end in May. That means control over things like testing and vaccines will be handed over to the pharmaceutical companies instead of the federal government. And while it only costs around $3 to make, Moderna plans to hike the price of a COVID-19 vaccine 400% to $130 per shot. That cost will soon fall on the consumer or insurance companies. I'm Jane Matnair for Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. Go to Pajamagram.com right now and save 25%. Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for free. That's right, 25% off naturally nude pajamas and free gift packaging. Listen, if you missed out on this offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistake twice. But you need to order today, because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com. Use code NUDE, N-U-D-E, and save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas. Order now.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Tom, you've been waiting. Thank you very much. You say what?
Yeah, Earl, I don't know what the hell CJ is even talking about, because you talk about humanity. I have never heard you actually talk about race. I mean, is you talking about race, you being a black host? Because I don't see where you really talk about race each day. I mean, I listen to you every single day, and I don't hear anything, you know, about race. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I really don't.
Well,
except for the fact that he's proving a fact that basically you're a black man who has a radio show, so therefore you're talking all about race. That's what he thinks in his head, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. And Milwaukee does not equal black. So just so you know, CJ, a lot of white people there too. it's really, really quite hilarious.
Well, you know, Tom, I tried, man. Got to move on.
I know.
Though.
You try every day.
Hey, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you,
really appreciate it. Let me add this. This is something that is pretty amazing to me, and I think it's a sign of the times. You know, many people have been locked out of opportunities for employment, especially management positions, based on the fact that they don't have college degrees. And so it doesn't matter. You could be a person who is as qualified as anybody to do a job, but in this society, if you didn't have a college degree, you wouldn't get an opportunity. Well, times, they are changing. Breakthrough. State dumps degree requirement for 65,000 jobs and promotes practical experience over college. On January 18th, Governor Josh Shapiro signed his first executive order. It was effective immediately. In that executive order, the governor announced that 92% of state government jobs, about 65,000 positions, do not require a four-year college degree. Yay! So why is that so important? Why now? Why do you think after all of these years, somebody has finally said, sometimes we're missing out on somebody who could probably fit best in a job based on the interview and based on me talking with that person and getting to know who that person is, than somebody who has a degree who may not have all the other things, the ancillary things that are so necessary to dealing with people and working on jobs. When people have locked themselves out of offering the jobs or giving an opportunity to everybody, and sometimes you leave out the best qualified because they don't have a degree, apparently that's starting to change. The governor ordered all state agencies under his jurisdiction to take steps to emphasize work experience in the hiring. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? For residents hoping to fill the revamped positions, a website was launched, employment page, Pennsylvania governor now takes aspiring employees to the thousands of open positions not requiring a degree. As quoted in the news brief, Democratic Governor Josh hailed freedom. Every Pennsylvanian should have the freedom to chart their own course and have a real opportunity to succeed. They should get to decide what's best for them, whether they want to go to college or straight into the workforce. Not have that decided for them. Today, we are making sure Pennsylvanians know that the doors of opportunity are wide open to those who want to serve our commonwealth. Regardless of whether or not they have a degree, I want to make it clear to all Pennsylvanians, whether they went to college or they gained experience through work job training or an apprenticeship program, we value your skills and talents, and we want you to apply for a job with Commonwealth. I think that is absolutely wonderful. Because for so long, people have not determined or decided that we are going to open the door for everyone and then possibly somebody in that mix would fit better. I know I was having a conversation yesterday as my a nonprofit that I started called Voices of the Elders. And we were looking for and trying to determine who our executive director was going to be. It really, I'm nobody's saying college doesn't matter. It certainly, in many instances, it does matter. Connor, let me bend your ear, because you're a young guy, and right now you don't have a college degree. But when doors are shut in your face because you don't have a college degree, what it says is you're not talented enough, not based on the fact that you don't have talent, but based on the fact that you don't have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that's saying you're not qualified. But our qualifications aren't based on what you know or your ability. Our qualifications are based on whether or not you have this piece of paper. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I've always thought it didn't make a lot of sense, you know, especially now, because learning and understanding skills has never been easier due to the ease of access to information. And so I think, but at the same time, you know, from an employer perspective, it's we just don't have a lot of mechanisms put in place to properly determine ability, because hiring is based, you know, companies have to deal with so many separate types of regulations and things. And so it becomes difficult to just focus on ability. And it also represents the type of job you're doing and what you're hiring for. But at the same time, I personally think that it isn't too difficult to gain skills and to decide to go into a trade and to have that focus. But I think a lot of what happens is that people just get, because of that pressure to gain that status, dependent on whatever background that they're from or whomever they're, in,
well,
they're pushed by.
There's no question, man. Yeah. Letters behind your name carry some gravitas.
Exactly. I mean, that's a problem that we have, I think, generally in society, and that it's just heavily exacerbated by the education system, because education is required for employment, which is required just for sustainability. And I think, you know, personally, we have to fix that core problem of looking at things or looking at issues based on status or authority, and rather look at things based on the effect that it has directly on the people that systems are affected by. Like, so, for example, if we look at college, like the effect that we've seen for people, for millennials and for Gen Z, and for a significant amount of time, is large amounts of debt. And it's a very basic and obvious issue, right? But because of the fact that we're distracted by focusing on the status of what college can give you, we're just not even trying to address the fact that the system is not solvent.
Well, so listen to this. So 66% of the people in Pennsylvania don't have a 4-year degree. 66%. So you lock 66% out of having an opportunity,
mm-hmm,
when you're looking for what you may be looking for in the way of that person you're hiring. You've eliminated 66% of the people from the get-go.
Exactly.
Because they don't have letters behind their name.
Exactly.
And so how do you possibly, and I'm not saying you're not hiring the best candidate, because the person, you can say, well, I'm hiring the best candidate with a degree. But you can't say you're hiring the best candidate because you locked 66% of the people out. And
exactly.
And many people who, when I worked in industry for 34 years, you know, you didn't need a degree. And there were so many guys I worked with on the floor who had degrees. and they continued to work in the plant because they didn't want to get involved, or they just didn't have a personality to fit in that kind of environment, even though they had their degrees. So the fact that we may be on the precipice now of these kinds of jobs opening up to others, I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
When there's a shortage of people to work, you know, and it's not because I don't have a degree. Right? I mean, listen, man, I have a high school diploma from 50 years ago. That's it. Nothing else. And so I would think that most people would think that I have a little bit more than that. But I don't. But what I have is life experience. That's what they're talking about. Life experience matters. It should matter. When you've experienced life and you're able to deal with the ups and downs of it, and to me, the real education is the education of people and understanding people, who they are, and exactly what they're and what they'll do in certain situations is as valuable as any degree that anybody can bestow on you. It's just great, man, that they're getting ready to open the door and give people opportunities and then judge them on who they are and not whether or not they have a degree. I always thought that was crazy. Let's quickly go to Steven. Hey, Steven, how you doing, man? From Green Bay, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What are your thoughts about the fact that, you know, they're going to be opening up these job opportunities to people and not basing it on whether or not they're degreed or not?
I think it's absolutely amazing. I work in a hospital. I don't have a college degree. But let me tell you, I've had people that have come in to work with me that have culinary degrees, and I'm standing side by side next to them, showing them how to do things that they didn't know how to do with a culinary degree. So I think for a lot of people, you know, and I can just talk personally about myself.
Hey, Stephen, hang on, man. We got to go to a break. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right. Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maintenance experience? Take it to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo invites you to its job fair Wednesday, February 1st, 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Information at PepsiCoJobs.com.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 20. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 14. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 21. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 11.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
Make you wanna,
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about an article in Red State this morning, and it says breakthrough. State dumps degree requirements for 65,000 jobs, promotes practical experience over college. This is in Pennsylvania. So it is without question an earth-shattering change that is taking place in Pennsylvania, starting there, and I'm sure it's going to expand to other areas. Let's go back to the phone lines and Stephen in Green Bay. Yes, sir.
Before the commercial break is, I had a childhood that, you know, gave me the opportunity to get some street smarts. And anybody, I believe, can read a book and take a test and show you a piece of paper. I'm not sure everybody could have went through what I went through as a child and as a young adult and came up the way I did. I think there's something to be said about life experience. I think life experience shapes you a lot more as a human being than a college degree. So I'm really happy this is happening in Pennsylvania, and I really hope this expands, because employers are selling themselves short by just looking for a piece of paper rather than looking for people that have life experiences.
You know, man, it is. And so what, again, when people, and we're not saying that people shouldn't go and get as much education as they possibly can. Nobody's saying that, and nobody's opposed to that. But, you know, there are people like you and others who certainly, if given a chance, given an opportunity, can do some amazing things. I mean, you know, the society has shorted itself all these decades for not, you know, if you're working for the city, and I don't care what city it is, there are a lot of jobs at the city that require a college degree. You can't tell me that those jobs, some person who's got life experience can't be taught how to do that job. The only way the job can be done is you have to have a college degree. Well, what is the job? Well, I'm a person who goes around, and I'm a person who, you know, opens the door for the mayor, you know. And so that's my job, to open the door for the mayor. Well, you can't do that unless you have a college degree. Oh, come on, man. You know, I've got to take the letters around the city hall and to the different alder people. Well, it says you have to have a degree, so everybody's locked out of that. I mean, it's nonsensical, and it's about time, Steve, that these kinds of things change.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I'm really glad, Earl, that you are focusing on this. I think you're one of the few that are focusing on this. And I think more people like you need to get on the air and say, you know, there's time for change in this country, where we start looking at things a little differently, and get out of our old roots, and you know, start thinking a little on the out of the box. That's what's made this country great for so many years, and I think we need to start doing more of that.
Hey, Steve, man, thank you for calling us again. I'm glad to be in Green Bay. Did you hear me early on, man? Starting Monday, we're gonna have yeah. Let people know, man. Green Bay, man. Gilbert Brown and I are going to be on, and we're going to have a great, great time every Monday. Thank you, man. I really appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Thank you, Earl. You
know,
have a good day.
All right. Listen, you know, this is a major change. It opens the door for so many people who are talented, who are overlooked in the society because they don't have those letters behind the name. And all of us know brilliant people who just didn't go to school. And for whatever reason, it didn't happen. They're brilliant, though. We all know it. We all know people who have created businesses that have been extremely successful without letters behind their names. So we've got to stop looking at everything from that perspective. That, you know, the only people worth their weight in salt are those with letters behind their names. You know, and it looks like we're again at a time where change, that's going to be a tremendous change that's going to be taking place. And I know in many instances there'll be people kicking and screaming who don't want to see that happen, because the pool is a lot bigger now than it ever was before. And so people are going to have to be that much better. But anyway, I want to thank everybody once again who made the show go. What's tomorrow, Thursday?
Yep.
Let me see who I got on the air for tomorrow, man. I know I've got somebody great. And even if I don't, it's you and I. Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District, Kevin Schaefer, Executive Director, and Pete Cofaro are going to be joining me. And the rest of the time, it's going to be you and I. And I always relish the time with you and I more than I do even with my guests. Because, again, you guys take the time out every morning to spend with me, and I'm forever grateful. Got to go. Thank all of you who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor. Thank you, the Dawn of Resistance, Maggie Dawn, for agreeing to do this with me every Wednesday inside of your busy schedule. Really appreciate it. Got to go. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Maintenance Management Plus and Suamico would like to thank the medical field, first responders, and all essential workers for always keeping America safe and strong. You've truly been the backbone of our country and deserve our admiration. As we keep moving forward, it is important to get out there and support small business, always shop local, always buy American. Maintenance Management Plus and Suamico, leading the way because together we all win. They're on the air because they are proud to be a part of the community, and they are always working to make it a better place to be.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.